and 6 minutes past seven on this Saturday morning. Good morning. I'm Patrick DeRonio for KJAN News. Police in Council Bluffs say 26-year-old Nicholas Malone of Oakland was arrested Friday evening on multiple charges following a traffic stop and pursuit. Bluffs Police Sergeant Darren Budd said when an officer tried to stop a stolen 2004 Dodge Ram truck just before 6 p.m. Friday, the driver, who was later identified as Malone, recklessly sped off on North 6th Street. The officer discontinued the pursuit out of concerns for public safety. Just after 8 p.m., the same stolen truck was seen at a Casey's store at 503 23rd Avenue in Council Bluffs. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy located and kept an eye on the vehicle until additional officers and deputies arrived on the scene. Malone was found inside the truck and taken into custody. Inside the vehicle, authorities found three long knives and numerous keys, 14 grams of methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia, and cash. In addition, Malone was wanted on a warrant out of Council Bluffs for first-degree burglary and a felony warrant out of Omaha. He was arrested for Pottawatomie County on a charge of first-degree theft with regard to the stolen truck and guns, and for Council Bluffs police on charges of felony eluding. Possession of meth with the intent to deliver, also felon in possession of firearms, carrying weapons, possession of drug paraphernalia, a warrant for first-degree burglary, and for being a fugitive from justice as well. And police in Red Oak report an arrest early this Saturday morning. 33-year-old Ryan Michael McDougall, the Red Oak man, was taken into custody at around 12:25 this morning in the 600 block of East Washington Avenue on a charge of domestic abuse assault. McDougall is being held on without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. And a judge sentenced a Denison man to life in prison without parole for killing an elderly couple last year and then lighting their home on fire. Sioux City Journal reports Judge John Ackerman on Friday sentenced 20-year-old Jaden Chapman to consecutive life terms without parole. A jury convicted Chapman last month on two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 80-year-old Marvin Hilsing and 81-year-old Alice Hilsinga at a trailer home. He was also convicted of reckless use of the fire. Trial evidence shows Chapman and another man convicted in the case, 27-year-old Michael Schenck of Denison, were stealing scrap metal when the elderly couple arrived. Chapman and Schenck shot them and then set the trailer on fire. Chapman still faces charges related to an attempted escape from jail. Iowa lawmakers have adjourned the 2015 legislative session, approving $7.3 billion spending. That includes modest increases for education, funding to maintain mental health institutions, and a tax break for broadband internet infrastructure. The Democrat-led Senate and the Republican-controlled House concluded their work Friday afternoon. Their budget bills moved to the governor, Terry Branstad, who must decide whether he will sign off. Under the compromise spending deal, the state will spend about $7.3 billion for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. The deal represents only a slight increase over the current spending and includes $7.17 billion in ongoing spending, plus $135 million in one-time payments for items like schools, universities, and Medicaid. Those payments will come from the surplus fund dollars left at the end of the current fiscal year. And seven Republican presidential hopefuls will be in Boone, Iowa this afternoon for an event hosted by Joni Ernst, the Iowa Republican who has been the United States Senator since January. A few of the seven campaigned with Ernst last year as he completed one of the country's most closely watched, Senate races. Today, the event is being held at the Central Iowa Expo Grounds, the same site where Iowa Republicans plan to hold their straw poll in August. Ernst took the Senate seat formerly held by Democrat Tom Harkin, who hosted an annual steak fry fundraiser that became both a launching pad and proving ground for the to-be Democratic presidential candidates. Ernst has been labeled her fundraiser, the Roast and Ride, and it will feature pork, not beef. Ernst and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker will join a motorcyclist at a Harley-Davidson dealership on the north side of Des Moines, all who plan to ride their hog up to Boone. And by the way, HOG stands for Harley Ownership Group. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry plans to separate a separate motorcycle ride Saturday from the city of Perry to Boone. He'll be accompanied by a group of military veterans, including the retired Navy SEAL who wrote the book Lone Survivor. Perry will be riding the motorcycle owned by Taylor Morse of Cedar Falls, a soldier who was recently injured in a bomb blast in Afghanistan. The other five candidates who will speak at Ernst today are Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, Lindsey Graham, Mike Huckabee, and Marco Rubio. Workers in Dubuque have begun cooking up Spam, a pork product loved by many and mocked by many others. The Telegraph Herald reports production of the canned meat began Monday after the completion of a $36 million expansion of a Hormel Foods plant. Officials toured the plant Thursday. The addition of Spam and Bacon Bits line has enabled the plant's workforce to grow up to 303 employees now. And authorities say one person has died in an accident involving a helicopter that was undergoing maintenance on the ground at a farm in Black Hawk County. The county sheriff's office says the person died Friday while maintenance work was being done on a stationary helicopter in rural Hudson. Deputy Tony Meyer said there were no other injuries. And Bill Onrade and Argentina's Jose Carreras share the first round lead at 6-under-66 yesterday in the Champions Tour Principal Charity Classic. Onrade had several birdies and a 3-putt bogey on number 14 at Wakanda Club. The four-time PGA Tour winner teamed with Joe Duren to win the Legends of Golf in April for his first Champions Tour title. And also, the Pottawatomie Sheriff's Office says they've taken several reports of vehicle burglaries in the Neola Minden areas. The suspect vehicle is a white four-door, make, model, and plate unknown. Photos of the suspect and suspect vehicle can be found on the same story under the news page at KJN.com. If you recognize either of the suspect's photos, please contact investigator Kerry Chambers at 712-890-2284. And the first of many Produce in the Park events in Atlantic saw more than 100 shoppers congregate in the downtown city park Thursday evening. Event organizers say those who stopped by found locally grown strawberries, lots of greens, and more. They also grabbed up fresh pies, rolls, and breads while enjoying music provided by Atlantic High School band choir members. The YMCA kept kids busy making flubber and jumping in bounce houses. Teamwork by vendors, organizations, businesses, and volunteers make it possible to provide the farmers market in Atlantic City Park every Thursday from 4:30 until 6:30 p.m. And residents, business owners, and community and economic development leaders in Cass and surrounding counties can share their thoughts about opportunities and challenges facing rural Iowa when Bill Menner, USDA Rural Development State Director in Iowa, visits Atlantic on Wednesday, June 17th. A rural summit will take place starting at 10 a.m. at Southwest Iowa Planning Council's office, located at 1501 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic. USDA Rural Development's funding continues to have a dramatic impact on rural communities across Iowa. Since 2009, USDA Rural Development has invested more than $3 billion on essential public facilities, small and emerging businesses, water and sewer systems, and also housing opportunities for Iowa families as well. Today, more than 1.7 million Iowans live in rural communities and areas, and nearly half of the state's communities have fewer than 500 residents. This past year, USDA Rural Development's investment in Iowa helped create or retain more than 1,000 jobs, aided 2,400 families in buying their own homes, and assisted more than 50 communities as they made improvements to their facilities, services, and infrastructure. For more information about the event, contact the Southwest Iowa Planning Council at 712-243-4196 or email swipco@swipco.org. And turning to funeral announcements for this morning, Donald L. Cap Arnold, 84, of Glendale, Arizona, died February 11th of this year in Glendale, Arizona. Memorial services for Donald Cap Arnold will be held 10:30 a.m. today at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richard John Carroll, 86, of Elkhorn, died May 29th at the Salem Lutheran Home. A Mass of Christian Burial Service for Richard Carroll will be held 10:30 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has those arrangements. Vernon Lyle Nielsen, 89, of Avoca, died January 27th at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Graveside services for Vernon Nielsen will be held 11 a.m. at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of those arrangements. Diane Billheimer, 84, of Casey, died Wednesday, June 3rd at Taylor House in Des Moines. A funeral service for Diane Billheimer will be held today at 11 a.m. in the St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has those arrangements. Quiana Mae Warner, 63, of Commerce City, Colorado, and formerly of Adair, died May 20th at the University of Colorado Hospital in Aurora. A visitation for Quiana Warner will be held from 1 until 2:30 p.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has those arrangements. Lawrence Vernon Larson, 92, of Harlan, died Monday, June 1st at Mirchu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Lawrence Larson will be held at 1:30 p.m. today at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of those arrangements. Clifford Christensen, 88, of Rural Atlantic, died April 20th in Phoenix, Arizona. A memorial service for Clifford Christensen will be held on Sunday, June 7th at 11:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. William Jack DeBoer, 69, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday, June 4th at his residence in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Jack DeBoer will be held 10:30 a.m. Monday, June 8th at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home is in charge of those arrangements. And Luella Hall, 78, of Manning, died Tuesday, June 2nd at the Manila Manor Nursing Home. A Mass of Christian Burial Service for Luella Hall will be held 10:30 a.m. Monday, June 8th at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has those arrangements. And that's a check of your latest state and local news, along with your funeral announcements for this hour. I'm Patrick Deronio, reporting for KJAN.